AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It looks like things are back to normal at Southwest Airlines, though it's still trying to get some delayed passengers onto airplanes after yesterday's technical problems. Our Sagar Magani has the latest.
The airline says it has fixed the technical issues that caused hundreds of delays yesterday. It had been telling passengers to be at the airport 2 hours early and to print boarding passes at home. Asked if the same advice still holds, a spokesman said passengers should expect a normal day.
Southwest hasn't said what caused the problems that affected its website, mobile app, phone centers, and airport check-in systems. The Washington Post is blasting Iran's conviction of a Post reporter accused of espionage. Jason Rezaian's conviction is an outrageous injustice, says the Post. Our Adam Schreck is overseas with what Tehran is saying.
The judicial spokesman has confirmed there's been a conviction. He's also confirmed there's a possibility of appeal within 20 days. Beyond that, we don't know what sort of sentence Jason could be facing or anything beyond that.
The Post says it's working with Rezaian's family and lawyers on that appeal. An off-duty Memphis police officer's been shot and killed, and a neighbor's been charged with a firearms violation. Karen Lax lives in the neighborhood.
He shot that man, a man that lived here trying to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
And it made no sense to me whatsoever.
She spoke to WMC-TV. Officer Terrence Ulrich was 31 years old. Police are not providing any details, nor are they saying whether more charges will be filed in the officer's death. An Alaska Airlines jet has made an emergency landing in Buffalo after a fire in the galley. Everybody's okay. A credit card reader caught fire, they say, and the crew put out the fire with a fire extinguisher. The Dow's up 9 points. This is AP Radio News. Today is Columbus Day, a federal holiday, though it's also Indigenous Peoples Day in at least 9 cities for the first time this year, including Albuquerque, Portland, Oregon, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Olympia, Washington. Don't talk to Native American activist Nick Estes about Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day.
What he represents is the legacy of genocide and the colonization of Indigenous peoples, and to celebrate Columbus is to celebrate genocide.
Columbus Day supporters say the holiday celebrates centuries of cultural exchange between America and Europe and commemorates an iconic explorer and honors Italian Americans, a group that has endured its own share of discrimination. Visitors to the Houston Zoo can now pack a little something extra besides the camera and the picnic basket. The zoo's lifted its firearms ban as gun rights advocates campaign for zoos in Texas and elsewhere to do the same. They say zoos are illegally posting signs. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.